My guest this afternoon is Joseph Booten, who is much, much more than a Punch and Judy man. Joseph, good afternoon and welcome to Suzy Radio.
Good afternoon, David. Thank you for having me.
Now, you've experience with TV and film in the USA, but you're a local man through and through. Tell us about your local credentials to start off with.
Okay, well, I was actually born in Essex initially, but I moved here when I was five. So I did the traditional school productions at Ray Common School and St Bede's as well. And I was also a brief member of what is the now, unfortunately, no longer in existence, RATS, the Amateur Theatrical Society. And I was in the production, 2008 production of Dracula at the Harlequin. I played the role of Van Helsing there as well. So I have quite a connection with the local community in terms of the drama aspect as well, and also did a production in 2000 with the Gatton Community Theatre.
Tell us a little bit about the school side of things, because presumably that's where your relatively mature interest in the performing arts began.
That's true. So my favourite standout moment when I was at school was the production of Wind in the Willows I did, which was, well, we're going back quite a bit of time. I think it was probably around about 2003. I played the role of Mr. Toad in that, and we actually used the same costumes that the National Theatre in London used when they put their production on. So I got to wear the same costume as Griff Rhys-Jones, which was quite a nice aspect of it. But also, for the first time in the school's history, my friend and I put on our own show, which students had never done at the school before. And it was basically a comedy review. It was a two-hander, and we did sketches from all the greats, such as the Two Ronnies, Monty Python, Stanley Holloway, Bob Newhart. And we donated the proceeds to the gym that was being built at the time for the school, so we raised just over £1,000 between the two of us, and we sold just over 400 tickets, so it's pretty much a sellout. So that was a great experience, and we did that in our last year, so that was a nice high note to go out on.
Fantastically well done. Now, two-man stand-up, pretty hard work, I should imagine.
Absolute hard work. It was just over 90 minutes. Obviously, we were doing all our final year studies as well at the time, so we did have to prioritise. I don't know if our grades were affected in some way or not. We shan't go into that too much. But it was great. It was such a developmental exercise, because we created something ourselves. Obviously, the material wasn't new. We did have a few new things in there, but it's just something we always wanted to really do, and it was our way, our grand way, as it were, of giving something back to a school that we felt had given us so much in our time. And it was obviously great fun to do as well, and the community, the parents, the teachers, we even had the dinner ladies come along as well. Absolutely loved it as well. So it's a good evening by all.
And I suppose that, just like the golfer Gary Player, when you're on stage, the more you practice, the luckier, and indeed the better you get.
Yeah, we practiced so much. The only thing we did slight, and I wouldn't say cheat, because it wasn't, but it was the Who's on First Base sketch, where we did it as sort of like a radio stage. So we had a radio on the side, and we actually read that script off stage on the side, because that would have been just too much to learn. But apart from that, which probably ran for about 5 minutes, we had about 85 minutes of material that we had to completely learn off by heart, just us two. So it was very, very tough, but we pulled it off, and it worked well. And we weren't necessarily both on stage at the same time, so we'd do two-hander scenes, and then we'd have monologues each as well.
Tremendous undertaking, and 1 year RATS as Dracula, and then you ended up in the USA. Tell us how that came about, and what the move led to.
Yeah, okay, so I just finished university. I graduated from Royal Holloway, which is part of the University of London, and I finished that in July 2008, and then I came back to move back home to Redhill, Stoke Reigate, got involved with the production there because I wanted to do something. And then after that, I decided to move over to the US, and the idea of that was to do my master's out there. Worked on my studies for a year, and then after that I got a 1 year working visa while I was out there in the US. And I was very, very fortunate. I had a great time out there. The highlights of my time, I was in two feature films. But I wasn't just in feature films, I had lead roles in both of them as well. They were independent feature films. Independent basically means anything that's not made via the studios. So by that I mean Paramount, Universal, Fox, etc. So they were great fun. One of them's got US distribution and has just secured Australian distribution rights this year. And then hopefully it will be in Europe, so everyone here can watch it next year. And that's called The Newest Pledge. And the other feature film I did was called MILF, the movie, which is like an American Pie rehash, as it were. And again, that's got US distribution rights, Middle Eastern and Australasian distribution rights as well, but not European yet. So hopefully next year you'll be able to catch that over here.
And what about living in LA? Well, big culture shock?
It is a big culture shock. There are so many actors in Los Angeles, and it is very different from London. In some sense, it can get a bit overwhelming because everyone is connected to the industry in some shape or form. LA is a great city for gaining experience and for really immersing yourself in the industry, but if I'm honest, it has a bit of a soullessness to it. It's not like London, and you know, it hasn't obviously had the history behind it to build up all the great sites and places to visit that London has. But it is a sprawling mess. You need a car. People don't walk in LA. In fact, you can't walk in LA. It takes you hours to get anywhere. So you need a car. But the flip side of that is you have great weather most of the year round. So, which is one thing I didn't miss about the UK. But do you know, I did miss Jaffa Cakes.
Now, you're back in this country after a couple of very successful years right across on the West Coast. Before we talk about the new performing string to your bow, let's ask you about what you're up to on the boards and whether there's anything in the pipeline.
Yes, I've just committed to a production at the Archway Theatre in Hawley, and it's a production of Neil LaBute's The Shape of Things, which was made into a film in 2001, so some of the listeners might have seen it on the TV or in their own homes, and that is running in January. So if you go to the Archway Theatre's website, that's the Archway Theatre Hawley, tickets will be on sale soon, and that's running in January. It's a really great play, of course I'm going to say that because I'm in it, but it's a four-hander, so there are some really meaty parts in there. And interestingly enough, and I didn't go for it with any understanding of this in any way, shape or form, but it is set in the US, which is quite nice, so we all have to do American accents throughout for the whole production, so that was quite nice to sort of revisit that aspect of things.
Yeah, we have quite a close association here with the Archway Theatre. One or two people have been in to sit where you're sitting at this moment, so that's a nice tie-up, and I'm sure we'll be able to feature the new play as we get a bit closer to the new year. But tell us about this extraordinary new string to your bow, which is the way I've been badging you up all week, and that's as a Punch and Judy man.
Yes, Punch and Judy. Wow. It's hard work. It's more a way of life, actually. So I studied, one of my courses at university was puppetry, and as a result of that I got to study with a Punch and Judy street performer. He's one of the only surviving street performers of Punch in the country that we're aware of anyway, and I bottled for him. Bottling is the term you use for the person who collects the money, and we performed on the streets of London in various different places over a summer. Then I wrote my thesis on Punch and Judy, and then I went away to America, and when I came back, got back in touch with him, and he carves the puppets himself. He makes everything, and he made a beautiful new set of figures for me, created a booth, that's the tent that you perform in, and I've been doing that since this summer. This is the first year that I've been doing it, and trying to get into as many festivals, local fetes and schools and parties as possible.
Has it gone well so far?
It has, yeah. I was very fortunate in July when I started. I did just over 20 shows in that month. Off the top of my head, I had Tandridge Village Fete, one in Dorking, the Fete up at Gatton, a few school fetes as well.
Local Punch and Judy man, how do the Susie listeners get hold of you if they'd like a show of their own?
You can go online. I have my website. It's called punchontour.com. So you can find me that way, stick me into Google. My contact details are all on there.
Punchontour.com.
That's right, or you can send me an email, which is info@punchontour.com.
10 minutes fly by, Joseph. Speaking of records, you've chosen Queen's Kind of Magic this afternoon. Any reason for that?
Queen is my favourite band. In fact, that's partly the reason why I got into performing. I remember watching the music video when I was really young. I can't remember how young it was. It was the first music video I ever saw, and it was Freddie Mercury's performance in I'm Going Slightly Mad that just blew me away, and I thought, wow, that's great. Didn't follow it into music, but the performance aspect of it stayed with me, and I think this is a great song from their catalogue.
Is it for anyone special?
It's for myself. No, it's not for anyone special.
It's for myself is a very, very thespian reply. Is it not? And more power to you because of that. Joseph Booten, Punch and Judy man, and very much more besides. Thanks ever so much for being our guest on Thursday's Afternoon Stroll.
Thank you for having me, David.